We are looking around the Chadron State sports landscape tonight with a pair of sports closing out their home schedules this weekend. I'm Dave Collins with the CSC Sports Journal. Eagle football hosting the Colorado Mesa Mavericks in the final game at Elliott Field until 2023. CSC will be aiming to win its fourth game in the last five outings behind a defense that has been generating a ton of big plays lately. In last weekend's win over New Mexico Highlands, the Eagles racked up eight sacks and intercepted two passes among the four turnovers that plagued the Cowboys. Mesa and CSC have had some great games over the last several years, including the Eagles' 2018 upset over number 14 Mesa, 38-34 on the road. Mesa is on a three-game winning streak in the series, but all three of those games have been extremely close, including last year's 24-17 game in Grand Junction. Kickoff is at noon Saturday, and Sam Parker will join me for the broadcast at 11:15 with our pregame show on Double Q Country. If Chadron State can mash the Mavs and upset South Dakota Mines on the road to close the year November 12th, the Eagles would go into the offseason with a lot of positive momentum, having turned an 0-5 start all the way around into a 5-1 finish. Head coach Janet Raymer enters her seventh season leading the women's basketball program. They'll open its season against the Northern Colorado Bears on Friday night with an exhibition game in Greeley against the Division I opponent. Sure, it won't count in the standings, but it will be a good tune-up for the Eagles to mix in several new players on a really large roster of 22. They'll get a sense of what the team can do outside of preseason practices. CSC is glad to have another year of Shea Powers down in the post. One of the top forwards in the league is in her third year COVID sophomore season after increasing her scoring output to 14 a game plus 6 rebounds last winter. She'll be a candidate for an All-RMAC team spot come March, and she'll be complemented on the outside with junior guard Sam Worrell in her second year at the Rock. Worrell exploded for some monster scoring games and three-pointers last winter. The Eagles open their regular season with games against Lone Star annual opponents Texas A&M Kingsville and A&M International on the weekend of November 11th and 12th. I'll have live radio of the season opener in Chadron in two Friday nights. The Eagle men's basketball team is opening the year against those same two opponents, but on the road down in Texas on the 11th and 12th, and they'll host their first home game before Thanksgiving with Sioux Falls on the 19th. Then the rival Kearney Lopers come to town the 22nd. CSC was able to keep up with the Huskers in Lincoln about a week and a half ago for a while, falling 87-60, but being within 6 points early in the second half. The RMAC Cross Country Championships are in Durango on Saturday. The men's 8K begins at noon. The women's 6K follows at 12:50. The race is at Hillcrest Golf Course, and the weather should actually be pretty great for this outdoor race. Temperatures will be about 50 degrees with sun and no real shot at moisture. The schools are lucky and appear to be missing a snowstorm forecast for Durango tomorrow. But the athletes might have to negotiate some tricky spots on the course, depending on how much snow falls and softens up the surface. CSC Men's Wrestling is hosting its annual Black and Cardinal Classic tomorrow night at the Chicoine Center. Wrestling starts at 6 o'clock and will help Coach Brett Hunter determine his lineup with the first event of the winter season looming in Golden November 6th. And don't forget, the second season of CSC Women's Wrestling will start its competition in about a week at Colorado Mesa. Coach Elijah Jeffrey will be along on our Wednesday night shows during the season to keep us up to date on his developing program. And we'll close it out tonight with a look into the final weekend of games for CSC volleyball. The Eagles host South Dakota Mines on Friday night at 6 o'clock, a match you can hear on Double Q Country. Then likely end the season Saturday against Black Hills State at Chicoine. It's been a really unfortunate finish down the stretch as the Eagles were once in playoff conversations, but they've lost 10 matches in a row. They'll come into the weekend in 11th place at 5-11 in RMAC games and are likely out of the postseason if they beat the South Dakota schools for a second time each this year. The Eagles will need help from several schools above them in the standings, plus tiebreakers will have to come into play, but another South Dakota sweep for CSC would certainly cap the season with some success. And that is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar and listen anytime you'd like to archived podcast versions of the show by visiting the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.